why do you live in a van? Just explain your circumstances.
Just because it's so expensive now to rent a house, even to live in Newquay, to live, it's expensive. It is a very expensive town to live in. It's a very seasonal town as well, so everything's seasonal. Even my job is a seasonal job, so through the winter it's even harder, because living in a van, you don't have to worry about paying the rent.
Do you class yourself as homeless, the hidden homeless? Where do you see yourself?
I would class myself as homeless. What's the word? Is it homeless, not houseless? Is that the one? Yeah. That's the one. I've got a lovely van. It's got everything I need in it. It's just, yeah, again, just there's no help out there for people like us.
What would help look like, and who would it come from, do you think?
I would still live in the van. A lot of people, if you've ever been to Spain or France or anywhere like that, or anywhere over the borders out of the UK, they accommodate for a lot more of their people. So if you go to France, for instance, they've got these places, they're called Airs, which accommodates for camper vans. So an Air is, you can go there, you can pay to empty your chemical waste, you can pay to fill up your water, and then sometimes you can pay like £5 to stay there. But in Cornwall or the UK, apart from Scotland and Wales, they're bringing the Airs in to try them. So people, because Scotland is quite a big place, and a lot of people go on holiday there. So they're bringing out in the Airs, so you can pay to empty your toilet, fill up your water, and you can stay in these Airs to keep them out of like the nice spots.
I know Cornwall Council ran a trial and it was near Bude, and I know that they are introducing some spots around Cornwall. Watergate Bay is one of them where people will be able to stay. What's your verdict on that?
Which, that's fine. I've been to the one in Bude, and again, it's the money. They want £25. They want a lot of money. There's no facilities there. All that they're doing is the Cornwall Council. Is giving you the option of staying in a car park for a lot of money. There's no chemical waste, and there's no water. If they put that in a car park and it's £25, maybe people might pay it, and they put their toilet in the toilet instead of in the hedge, or mm-hmm. They'll fill up their water. Jump from other people's gardens and taking water.
I've got to ask this question because I've seen similar people say it on social media through the years. Why do you have to go to a car park that has a stunning view that people would kill for to have a property at or live at? Do you know what I mean? So why does it have to be Little Fishtrawl and Tower and Headland with that view? Why is there not places you can go to that don't have a view and might be a bit more hidden?
I do. I don't always stay down at Fishtrawl. Obviously now the sun is out, I have a dog. The last place I want to be is somewhere out of the way. Why should we be pushed out of the town? Because like we want to enjoy our facilities, we want to enjoy our town. Why should we have to get pushed out of the way so we can't go for a swim? Just like, so the holidaymakers are here, or the people that are paid thousands of pounds. I understand that they've paid millions of pounds for the flats up there and the houses up there. I don't see a couple of that, knowing full well that if they're buying that, there's two car parks next to them, which are going to get busy.
What would you say to the people who think, oh, you're just scrounging, you're just on the take, and you're not paying your way?
Well, not though. I'm paying my way. I'm working. I've got a very successful business. I work every day. I go to work. I've lived in Newquay. I paid rent, I paid council tax, I pay taxes, I pay road tax. So we're just the same, but we just can't afford to live the way the other people live.
Is among people you know, do you see a difference between some individuals, so i.e. people that do it full time maybe, and people who holiday in the summer?
Yeah, a big difference.
Okay, and what's those differences, and how does it manifest here in Newquay?
I've just spoke to another company, and I explained to him that not long ago, a camper van come down with his wife and his kid was in the van, and I was watching him from my van, and he was being very sneaky. The next thing he does, he pulls out his chemical toilet and puts it right in the hedge. But the people that live down there, that's been there for years and years and years, we wouldn't even dream of doing that, because that's where we live. That's our home. That's our garden. Does that make sense? And why would we leave rubbish? Why would we like use the toilet? Why would we use that garden as a toilet? But now they've closed the toilet. It's because, again, a holidaymaker has come down, which we've never seen before, has for some reason broke into the chemical toilet, destroyed it, blocked the toilet, blocked everything, and just like he's destroyed the toilet. So now they've shut that toilet. I don't know if they're trying to get back to us to punish us, or if they're trying to, if it's their way of saying, right, you're not paying away. But there's no choice of paying down there anyway. If they gave us a choice of paying, maybe some people would pay.
Do you have sympathies with Cornwall Council? And Newquay Town Council operate the toilet, but it's Cornwall Council that oversee the parking. Do you have sympathies with them and this claim that people are covering their number plates with tape?
I wouldn't know, because I've spoke to one of the traffic wardens. I don't want to get into trouble, but he says, I understand. I've got kids, I've got family, and we go on holiday. We sit down and we speak to these people. We don't bully them. We don't pick on them. We sit down, we have conversations with them. So it would be nice if more people that higher up, instead of picking on the van people, which if you was to go down Little Fishtail in the winter and look who's around and see that there's no mess there in the winter, because you've got the people that have lived there full time that come back and they keep it tidy. But from as soon as the weather starts getting better and you get the holiday makers down, you get a lot more rubbish. You would see the difference between the winter and the summer season, and then we can start pointing fingers. If that makes sense.
So if I said to you, you've got an open platform to MPs, Cornwall Council, what would you say? What do you need, and what needs to change?
I think with Cornwall, especially Newquay, they just need to make a bit more easier for people. Like the facilities, just make it a bit easier instead of pointing the finger and saying, yeah, these people, they're in their van, they smell, they don't do anything, they don't work, they're just scrounging. Instead of doing that, just come down and speak to us and say, look, what can we do? How can we help? For instance, keep the toilets open. I know a lot of us used to clean them toilets, because we would go in there and there'd be toilet roll everywhere from the people that have been in there. So we would go in there and we would keep it clean. A lot of us would keep it clean. Just feel like this, just that time of year, that like the Cornwall Council, it's always this time of year. If you would see the people down there now, a lot of them are not local and a lot of them don't live around here.